The following programming is sponsored by Bishop Mary Enterprises, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Real. Real. Relaxed. Relaxed. But relevant. But relevant. She's an absolute professional with a homegirl feel. Welcome to the Bishop Mary Show with Bishop Mary Foy Palmer, where she will discuss both religious and secular topics with various guests from all walks of life. So thanks for tuning in to the Bishop Mary Show. And now, here's Bishop Mary.
And top of the morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. We are excited. We have a full day today with some of our best and brightest in the Delaware Valley. So stay tuned. Make sure that if you are with us and you are driving, yes, please be careful. And if you got a cup of coffee, get a notepad and take some copious notes. Our first guest is right here with us, ready to go, and we are blessed with that. We're going to begin with this message.
100s of shooting incidents and multiple victims. Homicides that were senseless, cold, intentional, killing our men, women, and children in the African American communities. The question is, am I my brother or sister's keeper? Have we considered each other as neighbors? We can wait for someone to come in and save us, or we can save ourselves. The violence must end. Do your part.
Change is coming, and we're hoping that will be if my first guest is elected as the Auditor General of Pennsylvania. But right now, he's serving as the state representative of the 181st Legislative District here in Pennsylvania, none other than a good friend and one who I have high respect for, Representative Malcolm Kenyatta. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Archbishop. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you. Great to hear you. And my guest co-host, Brother Marcus, is here as well with us. And so we're grateful that you are. I know you're on the road and you're trying to do that last sweep.
That's right. That's right. Eight days.
Oh, my.
8 days is counting down. You're about to sweep the floor, it looks like.
I know.
There's a song when I used to go to church, I'm running for my life. Yeah. And I know that you are running for the Auditor General position. And you were quoted to saying, it's time for the underdog to be the watchdog for Pennsylvania's working families. Could you explain that to America?
Absolutely. I think that we're really lucky here in Pennsylvania because I think if you ask folks, I think we all understand that first and foremost, we deserve a government that actually does work for working people, that actually does prioritize working families. And being in Harrisburg for over half a decade, I would tell you there is often times where there's more lobbyists in the building than legislators. And, most of the folks who are there are not lobbying, asking how to make life better for people in North Philly. They are asking, how can we make things better for folks who are already well off and well connected. And the Auditor General is in this unique role to, first of all, make sure nobody's taking advantage of our tax dollars or using them in illegal ways. But then more broadly, to really answer the question, okay, well, what the heck do we get for our money that was spent in our name? What do we get? How are our resources going to solve our problems? And this is one of those tools in the toolbox that I think we often ignore. And so I say to folks, if you've ever been frustrated with government, if you've ever been concerned of where's my money go, I feel like I'm getting ripped off in some way, then it matters a great deal who the Auditor General is. And right now we have an Auditor General that, you know, most folks have no clue who he even is. And I tell folks, you know, he's had 4 years. Don't even worry about Googling him. Just vote for me in the next 8 days and we'll fix all that.
You know, I'm cracking up only because he said we don't have to Google him. Okay.
But you know, you and what I find to be very interesting.
Don't even worry about it. It's okay.
You're really, when I say you're a Philadelphian, you know, you're third generation Philadelphian. Like, so you live and breathe Philly, period, point blank.
That's, you know, first let me say, maybe I should have started here. You know, go Birds. What a game.
I didn't get to see it, but I heard all about it.
Or like yesterday afternoon. Yeah, it was incredible. And I will say, you know, they flexed us out of Sunday night football. And they should have flexed us back in because that was an incredible game.
Wow.
You know, the team is really coming together. And you know what I love about this city. Not only is our people, but we are a place that births big ideas. And there's no bigger idea than this idea of self-governance, this idea that we get to decide, that we get to co-author what our future looks like. And if folks were not paying attention, they really should look at the front page of the New York Daily Times, which has gone viral online, that very succinctly summed up what happened yesterday at Madison Square Garden, a racist rally of Trump and his supporters. I mean, it was really sick to hear people come on that stage one after another, attacking the Puerto Rican community, calling Puerto Rico a floating piece of garbage. Dr. Phil, whose entire career is made possible by a black woman, saying that this nation is not built on DEI and somehow black folks have less right to claim this nation that was built on the backs of enslaved African Americans, and person after person that in one version or another said that they believe that people who do not support the former president are enemies of the people, and that, using the words of one of the speakers, that they should be slaughtered. People should really take these folks serious with what Trump is saying. He is making it clear every single day that he thinks black folks are dumb, and that we don't remember his record of failure, that we don't remember the COVID pandemic, that we don't remember while our aunties and grandmothers and brothers were dying from the COVID pandemic, he was sending COVID tests that we couldn't get to Vladimir Putin for his personal use. I mean, we're in an upside down world. And I think Philly is in a position to set it right side up if we show up and vote. The election is going to be decided right here in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. And this is one of those moments where I tell folks, this is not 2016, where Donald Trump was surrounded with a bunch of, you know, mainstream, so to speak, Republicans who could sort of temper his worst impulses. He has made it clear that those folks will not be there in a second term. The folks who told him no on a variety of different things, they won't be there. It's going to be Elon Musk and all these other crazy folks, J.D. Vance, these people who lie and denigrate the black community. And so I hope that we show up in a big way.
Absolutely. Now, one of the questions that someone just sent to me is, what qualifies you to be an Auditor General, given that you have been operating as a state representative?
Yeah, you know what? There is this, really big misnomer of what the Auditor General does and of the skill sets that you need. The last Auditor General, just by happenstance, was himself in the State House for 6 years, just like I was. Senator Casey, when he was Auditor General before that, had been a seventh grade teacher. The job of the Auditor General is not to be the state's accountant. We have accountants. That's not the problem. The Auditor General is to be the state's watchdog. And the experience that I've had working for over half a decade in Harrisburg on really critical committees like the Finance Committee, which oversees our tax policy. And I'm really proud to have voted and have fought for the largest tax cut for our seniors in the last 30 years in Pennsylvania, cutting taxes for small businesses as well. I've served on the Commerce Committee, where I oversee Subcommittee on Financial Services and Banking. Commerce Committee, you know,
I know that committee well. Yes, yes.
And you understand that it oversees all of our economic development in the state. And so the legislature already has a constitutional requirement to oversee state agencies and to appropriate dollars. The Auditor General then does that next step to say, did those dollars actually result in the outcomes that folks had wanted when those investments were made? And do you have somebody that has the guts and the courage to ask the hard questions and to demand answers? The office has so many incredibly smart and talented CPAs and others who are not CPAs, but who are auditors and others. And the Auditor General's job is to lead a team. And I know that not only am I prepared to lead in this difficult moment, but I have the most important skill set, and that's not being afraid. I don't care how people are registered to vote. If folks aren't taking care of your money and aren't doing right by working people and working families, you can expect, as I have over the last 6 years, Malcolm Kenyatta is going to have something to say about it. And that's the type of experience and the type of toughness, frankly, that we need in this moment.
Well, absolutely. And I'm so grateful because you answered two other questions I was going to say, but I'm so glad that you gave a comprehensive answer. And we are certainly grateful that you took time out of your busy, I know, schedule. Mm-hmm. I thank you for always honoring me when I give a suggestion or I make a request of you. And you know that we are hoping for victory, particularly if it's going to bring somebody who ain't got a problem with speaking up. And I know this for sure. I've seen representative on the floor. He don't hide. He don't shuck. And even when they want to shut down the mic, he will cry it out and spare not.
Well, we definitely appreciate you.
And so what I want to close with.
Well, I appreciate you both.
The quote, it's your favorite quote that keeps you going and keeps you embracing this moment?
You know, I think about Reverend Jackson, who we've been lucky to have in Pennsylvania over the last couple of days.
Yes.
He's been campaigning for Vice President Harris. He said in one of his most famous speeches, I think one of the most important speeches in American history, which he delivered right here in Philadelphia, his David and Goliath speech. He said, you know, tears and sweat are both salty, but deliver a different result. We have to sweat. We have to sweat in these last 7 days and 12 hours. We have to sweat. We have to work. And ultimately, we have to deliver. So God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity. And I look forward to being with you again whenever you have me, Archbishop.
Well, we are so grateful. Thank you again.
Please
be safe and careful.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to text you when I hear the
results.
All right. God bless you. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Take care. God bless.
Up next, for the first time here on the Bishop Mary Show, is State Representative Dan Williams, who is representing the 74th District. And so we're going to introduce him with this.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead.
world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We're just let it be. The world won't get no better.
We gotta change it. You and me.
And that is a proper introduction for
all right.
appearing here first time, Brother
yes,
Marcus.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited.
First time.
Yeah,
on the Bishop Mary Show, and hopefully not the last we see.
It won't
that
be,
his
I'm
picture
sure.
is on the side. So we'll all go like this.
We got to look sideways. His picture is sideways.
So I don't know if he can turn
but
his
he's a straight
around.
Up. He's a straight
he's a
up guy.
He's a straight up dude.
He's
yes.
a straight up guy. There we go. I told you he was a straight up a guy. Dan Williams, Mr. Dan Williams. District 74, Democrat serving the Chester County. That's right. And he's been a member of the House since 2019, all the way to date. Come on, somebody.
Yes, indeed. And I got the chance to see him last week when Reverend Jesse Jackson came to the General Assembly, and it was Zeta Day on the Hill. And we were passing each other, and I waved. I said hi. He said hi. And then he finally grabbed me, and he's like, somebody told me. And I was like, yes, it did. And he gave me the nicest compliment about my late father.
Oh.
And that just meant he doesn't know how much that meant to me in that moment. Mm. So we welcome you, Representative.
Welcome.
Good morning. Audio. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Good. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be a part of the morning show. And again, your invitation is appreciated by me. And it was good seeing you in the People's House a few days ago.
It sure was. So you've been serving now for five, almost 6 years coming in. And you want to continue to do so. Why?
Well, I think that my background, particularly as a minister, a pastor, has allowed me to see at least two places where there's a connection. I think in pastoral ministry, as well as politics, there is this point where people converge. So pastorally, politically, at the point of that intersection, there are people. If you really care about people, then you have to care about politics. And one of the things I think we've been able to do so far is sort of reorient not only the conversation around political engagement, but also the recognition that there's more work to be done, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level or the more local municipalities that involve themselves in shaping communities. There's work to be done, and we're not done that work yet. And so that's the reason why I'm seeking a re-election here in the 74, because I think the need is still there. I think work that we've begun, we want to conclude, we want to finish. And I think you have to care about policy because you care about people.
Absolutely.
I want to, first of all, we want to shout out to your church and all the people that you serve there. What's the name of your church, if I can ask, if that's all right?
I serve the New Life in Christ Fellowship, located in the great city of the third class, Coastville, Pennsylvania. And this is my 35th pastoral year.
35 years.
I have nothing for the fact that I've been able to serve that congregation for 35 years.
Yes, all right. I hear some people in the back shaking a tamarine. Shake a tamarine.
Well, you must have us over. Amen. You said yes. 35 years. I assume you might have had an anniversary. It's to come.
It's pastor's anniversary month, too.
It's pastor's anniversary month. Yeah. Yes. Clergy appreciation
Listen,
month.
It is. And the fact is that, you know, when you're involved in the campaign and a few other things, it has been a little bit of a press, but I'll be celebrating my 35th on November right there at New Life. So, yeah.
You said November 9th?
November 9th?
November 10th.
November 10th. I will be back in town.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. I have a question, and it's going to have two parts to it. Could you name your top two agendas in going into this, going into everything that you're about to face? What's your top two agendas that you want to kind of nail down?
So the top two agendas for me would be particularly healthcare. Right now, the 74th might be described as a healthcare desert. And so the shuttering of our hospital closed by Tower Health has created other concerns.
Yep.
And then secondarily, I think the biggest issue would be education funding for our public schools. We were able to be a part of what was, many will say, a historic budget that is now going to infuse public education with the kind of resources that have actually been missing for several decades now. Mm-hmm. I contend, like many of my colleagues, that zip code should not determine the quality of your education.
That's right.
Come on and preach.
So now with this historic funding, we're talking about an investment initially of about $1.7, $1.8 billion. It's going to go a long way to reestablishing, I think, facilities that aesthetically make us proud. In addition to a stipend that's going to be given to student teachers that now says they can earn while learning to educate and be better educators for our kids. So those are the top tier things for me right now in the 74th. There is one more thing, though, if you'd let me.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. And that's around childcare. You know, it's difficult to talk about an economy that doesn't first prioritize childcare, because where I go to work requires my full attention, and I can't give that if I'm concerned about the children I leave behind. So the idea of childcare and creating the kind of expansive childcare tax credit that we've already done, I think those are the top tier issues going forward.
I'm grateful that you spoke about that, particularly at a time where people are adjusting or readjusting to come back into the workforce. Absolutely. And the whole issue is that for us as women, or even some men that are head of their household, that is pivotal. And I'm hoping that that will also be part of the conversation, ongoing conversation, where some relief can be given, particularly when we have those who are challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And the hybrid model of employment is now decreasing because most employers want you to come back in full time. So something has to meet the middle of the road, and particularly when it comes to us taking care of our babies. Now, would you mind just sharing the areas that you serve in the 74th, the cities, the region, so people can kind of get an idea of where you are?
Sure. The 74th is located in Chester County. And in Chester County, the new map, particularly the redistricting, the 74th now is comprised of the city of Coatesville. It includes South Coatesville, along with Modena, as well as Sasburyville Township. We go as far south as Adglen and as far north as Honeybrook, the borough and the township. And so in the past redistricting, I lost portions of the 74th that were part of Thorndale and moved further south and north. But that's what makes up the 74th district that I represent.
I have a weird question. When you say you lost part of the district, what how does that affect you in funding?
Well, in terms of funding, remember, every time we do a census every 10 years, there are elected officials who now redistrict sitting representatives and senators. So it happens at the state level. It happens at the federal level. Each representative in the Pennsylvania House has approximately 64,000-65,000 constituents. And so after the census is done, there are elected officials who sit down and reorient new maps based upon constituents. In the old days, it's where sometimes the issues of manipulating district maps to favor one side or another took place. And so that redistricting for me took a portion of the 74, used to be Thorndale and a few other places, and aligned me with a new constituency group in Adglen, as well as in Honeybrook, the borough and the township. So just about every 10 years, there's a redistricting, a reshaping of our legislative congressional maps that change the DNA of your constituency base.
Wow. So what are the demographics? African-American, white,
Latino,
Asian, or any other groups?
Primarily, a larger portion of my district now is white, roughly around about 66%, maybe 68%. And so you're looking at a hodgepodge, not only in terms of a racial mix, but you're even rethinking now a different kind of philosophical mix, where in certain parts that are more African-American, you would have to think in terms of Black Lives Matter. As you move into more rural areas, more suburban areas, that's not the same ethos. And so you're thinking how to be bilingual, how to be strategic, how to still be honest, and learn how to balance both those worlds with a group or a constituency base that demands you can speak to both and either or all the time.
In conclusion, would you mind telling us what is your favorite quote that keeps you humble? I mean, I'm certain that there might be a scripture in mind as a pastor, because it's a joy, amen, to pastor us folk.
Yes.
Well, keeps us on our knees. But outside of that, now as a publicly elected official.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the pastor before Dr. King was Dr. Vernon Johns. Mm-hmm. He pastored the church before King arrived. Mm-hmm. And Vernon Johns had a quote that I've embraced. He said that every fight is not a good fight. Mm. But when you see a good fight, you should get in it. I taught theology for a seminary. And I'd been talking about orthodoxy. But then I learned that orthodoxy without orthopraxis is unimportant and ineffective. Wow. Because some of the problems our people need, yes, include prayer. But when it comes to exorbitant school property taxes, they need a policy change. And so I thought this was a good fight. And in 2016, I made a decision that this was a good fight and I should get in it.
All right. You did.
Mama said, knock them out. We so appreciate you.
I'm telling you.
The Honorable.
Absolutely. None other than the Honorable Dan Williams, who is presently representing the 74th District and would certainly love your vote to go back and
I appreciate you both.
God bless you, Pastor.
Now, can you let the folks know how they can get in touch with you real quick?
Yes, you can reach out to my my campaign. Just go to Rep Dan Williams at PA House.net or DanWilliamsPAHouse.net. DanWilliamsPAHouse.net. Reach out to me that way, or just Google me and reach out to my legislative office or my campaign office, and we'll give you more details. Dan Williams, all right?
Well, your colleague said, don't bother Googling the opponent. Just there's only one choice. And that was Representative Malcolm Kenyatta.
Kenyatta is my guy. All right? another courageous voice that we need, particularly in politics. And Absolutely. So I'm grateful for my friend.
Absolutely. You take care now, Representative.
Have a great day.
And I'm still waiting on that lunch. All right. Have a great one.
Take care.
You too. And that was the Honorable Representative Dan Williams, who's with us this morning. All right, y'all. Sports Talk. Terry is here.
Yes, let's
He's
go.
He's got to go.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm calling in with the Philly Sports Minute at Sports Talk Terry. So the Eagles going into the showdown in Cincinnati. Obviously, we're concerned about how they would perform against a high-power offense and a good quarterback in Joe Burrow. And while they started off shaky in the first half, even prompting tweets from Seth Joyner about the play of Jalen Hurts, no worries, the second half got him right. Jalen Hurts finishes the game with 236 passing yards and a touchdown, and also ran in for three scores. And Saquon Barkley just doing usual Saquon things, 22 carries, 108 yards. And Devontae Smith, who had a quiet week last week, finished with six catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. And all of a sudden, the Eagles are at 5-2, sitting only a Hail Mary away from being in first place in the division, as the Washington Redskins got a Hail Mary against the Chicago Bears yesterday on a last play by rookie sensation Jaden Daniels. So that showdown in a few weeks is going to be something to watch. Up next, Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning coach and former Eagle head coach, coming into town as the Eagles host the Jaguars this weekend. The Jaguars are struggling as they lost another close game this weekend, this time to the Green Bay Packers. So they're going to be looking to try to play good football and see if they can turn a corner. Also, in other news, the Sixers finally got on the win column.
Mm-hmm.
They finally got a W against the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Maxey obviously leading the way with both Joel Embiid and Paul George out, but both are expected to return to action this week, which should do well for a team that has struggled out of the gate. And even the Philadelphia Flyers got a win over the weekend as well. So good weekend for Philadelphia sports. Everybody looks like they're on track. So far, also in national news, game three of the World Series is set as the Dodgers hold a 2-0 series lead, including a walk-off grand slam in game one by Freddie Freeman. So very exciting matchup, one that most people have been tuned in to see just because of the marquee franchises playing each other. Definitely something that I know most Philly fans wish that the Phillies were there for, but exciting nonetheless. That's all I have this week for your Philly Sports Minute. Make sure you check me out on all social media platforms at Sports Talk Terry.
Thanks a lot, son, for keeping us up. You know I'm crazy about Philly sports.
Yes,
we'll see.
Indeed.
We hear Sports Talk Terry each week here live on the Bishop Mary Show. Up next, the chairman.
That's right. The chairman is here. The chairman is here.
Yes.
Sound like the champ is here.
Yes. Our city commissioner chair will be joining us in just a moment.
The blackness. Keep the game on.
Absolutely.
The chair, Omar Sabir, the champ is here.
Yes.
That's your new tagline. Good morning from the Bishop Mary Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Mr. Chair, we know it's coming down and you've worked extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
We now have an election office. In every district in the city.
Which is almost unheard of.
Absolutely. For the first time, he pulled off history. He will go down in history. Listen, because, you know, trying to get the money for that. Let me shut up. Anyhow, he's done it so that people have no excuse. And mm-hmm. we do know that tomorrow is a significant day. Would you mind sharing that?
Sure. So tomorrow, at 5 p.m. If you have not already applied for your vote by mail ballot, is the last tomorrow, 29th, at 5 p.m. is the last time that you could walk in and request a vote by mail ballot. However, the satellite locations will still be open, right? Let's just say tomorrow, October 29th at 5 p.m., you didn't apply, right? You still have options. You still vote. We're going to have over 700 polling locations open for the citizens of Philadelphia where you'll be able to cast your vote. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. and they close at 8 p.m. Now, let's just say you wake up on Wednesday, October 30th, and your boss sends you an email and says you have to be out of town, going to work. You didn't know about it. Sent you an email and said you got to be out of town on November the 5th. You can still walk into a satellite location and you can request emergency ballot. Mm. You can say, hey, I need an emergency ballot. You can request it. Let's just say you're sick. You're about to go into the hospital. You know, because some people make this choice, right? They're experiencing pain. And sometimes people may have things where they're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking their blood pressure or their blood sugar's high. And some people know that they're sick and they don't go to the hospital because of election day. So you can apply for an emergency ballot, right? Go ahead, check yourself into the hospital and take care of yourself, right? You can do that at the satellite location, right? Or if you go to the hospital, a loved one, you can print out the designated agent form. And someone can go to the satellite office for you, get the ballot printed out, and then they can bring it to you, right? While you're in a hospital bed, and they can turn it in for you. If you have a loved one who after tomorrow at 5 p.m., they've gotten incarcerated, they can still reach out to the guard, the warden, their attorney, family, anybody. Let them know if they want to vote, you know, we can get an emergency ballot up to the prison. So there's still other options. If you're a doctor and you have to make unexpected surgery and you're not going to be able to, you know, make election day, you can, same exact principles, you know, apply. You know, that you'll still be able to use the emergency ballot. So there are plenty of options. Let's just say you apply for a vote by mail ballot and you want it, you know, mailed to your house and you just go online at vote.phila.gov and you apply for your mail-in ballot. Right. So if you apply today or tomorrow, right, remember, election day is next Tuesday. So that means if you apply today, your ballot is probably going to come Saturday. It might come Monday. So if you don't feel comfortable about it, just apply today. Right. And you can still walk into our satellite locations and then you can just request a replacement ballot and they'll print it out for you right on the spot. No questions.
I'm a living witness. During the primary last year, I had to go out of town to conduct a funeral for a close family friend. I went to 4029 Market Street, and I got an emergency ballot, was able to fill it out, secure it, and then run right from there, because I was out on town on Tuesday, went right from there straight to the airport and was happy to know that I didn't miss an election. So I'm a living witness that you can do it. In other words, you've removed all of the excuses.
Right.
Which I'm happy to.
You know, Bishop, I done heard so many excuses. Listen, I done heard I got to walk the dog. I got to get my hair done. I got to get my nails done. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait a minute. Just stop it. Like, right. Come on. Number one, it's trifling, you not. Just stop it, right? So come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he said the trifling.
He said trifling with a capital T. What was interesting to me was you said the designated.
It was his tacky.
You know, the designated agent form. I thought that was very interesting, especially like somebody who just got incarcerated but not actually sentenced, so they can still vote, correct?
Yeah, they can still vote. I mean, that's an unexpected sort of experience that's going to bar you from voting on Tuesday, November the 5th. I mean, that's okay. I mean, and we always had them. It just used to be very cumbersome to do it. And I thank the Department of State for making it a lot easier. And Governor Tom Wolf, you know, when he signed Act, what was that? My head is slipping. Wait a minute. Act 88 in 2019. That took away all the unexcuses. It made all the absences. It made everything a lot easier. So think of former Governor Tom Wolf. When you think about a lot of this access, it just was left to the counties to hire.
And I'm so glad that you said.
So it was just left up. Excuse me.
Yes.
Right. So it was just left up to the counties to sort of implement it the way how they want to implement.
And Philadelphia's taking full advantage of it, and I'm grateful for that. So, in closing, what number can people reach out to? What website can they reach out to if they want to know where the satellite offices are located or they need some additional information?
Sure. You can call us. I'll give my office number out to your listeners. Right, this is my office number. It's 215-686-3462. 215-686-3462. Our website is votepote.philla.gov. But I will be honest with you, Bishop. A lot of people are not taking advantage of these satellite locations. Our returns are looking very low. And I can tell you right now, if the election was to occur today, there will be about, based off our previous formulas, there are probably about 100,000 less people that voted in 2020. Well,
let me say this.
Want to call on everybody.
That's right.
I'm going to say this, Chairman. I believe, as of what happened last night, y'all better get ready. Y'all better get ready to see people running in that place like it's hotcakes on sale, for real. And but I'm not going to tarry because I know you're busy. You got a busy day. But we're just going to continue to, as Jesse Jackson once said back in the 80s, keep hope what?
Alive. And we're going to keep our heads to the sky. And I'm looking forward to victory. As always, Mr. Chairman, thank you for always responding.
So appreciate
to
you.
To my call to come and tell folks. So folks, get to a satellite election office. Any questions they can answer. And if you need really to talk to the man, call 215-686-3462. We thank you so much, Chairman Sabir,
so
for being
you.
With us. Have a great rest of the day.
Anytime.
Peace. All right, peace.
Thank you.
I like him. He's a really good
guy. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. A wonderful gentleman. A good man, family man, and all of that. And we give God praise for him. Well, we're going to hit one more time. Amen.
It's been a busy day today.
It's been a busy day, ain't it, Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been hopping back and forth, I'm telling you. We're going to hear this election as we get ready to introduce our next guest.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth Ward, Fourth Ward. Come on, sing it.
When I close my eyes and think of you and reminisce on all the things you do, I can't imagine my life without you. It's like paradise now, I know that it's real.
I never knew I'd be so secure.
And my background?
Because of your love, life is brand new, baby.
Everybody in America,
come on,
sing.
Everybody.
It's gonna be a brighter day, brighter day, brighter day, brighter day.
Hey! And that is the proper way to introduce here on the Bishop Mary Show, my friend. I won't say how many years. God help us. I was thinking that the other day. I said, man, her daddy, my daddy. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all go
Lincoln
way back.
University, it has to be. It's at least over 40 years. At least that.
Oh,
at
my
least.
Goodness. 40 we
were,
years.
We were youngins.
Y'all still youngins.
Y'all
look at y'all.
Youngins.
Look at her.
Like I said, yes, and here she is, all pretty in pink.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Of course, representing Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
She is not just a survivor, but a thriver.
All right,
and
now.
She is doing it, y'all.
I feel like we're about to have church.
Yeah, well, don't let her get to preaching. Help her. We both PKs. We know how to break it right. Amen.
I know. Y'all know how to speak life now. Speak life for a brighter future.
But she is Robin Shine Maddox, who is the founder, visionary, and progenitor of the She Shines Conference, which is happening this Saturday New Covenant.
Wow.
Yes, from 9 to 4. So good morning, beautiful. How are you? Oh,
you're
are,
on mute.
You're on mute.
Yeah,
she got to unmute. We want to hear that voice.
Hey, Archbishop Mary Foy and Brother Marcus, how are you?
Good, fabulous. Churchified, good.
Yeah. And it is going to be a brighter day. A brighter day. That's right. I'm excited. Let the sun shine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's going to be good weather, too. The sun is going to meet us on Saturday morning like never before. The sun, who is the sun that we'll be celebrating. So tell us about the She Shines Conference.
Well, first, I want to say thanks to both of you for this opportunity to come on to talk about the She Shines Conference. Just briefly, I want to let you guys know and the audience how it got started. And that was as a result of something painful. My health, I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2018. And during that time, it was a really difficult time for me, as well as my family and my loved ones and my, you know, the village, going through something that I never even thought. I never thought about breast cancer. I always had my mammogram, Archbishop, always, every year. And so I'm just thinking, I'm just going through the whole, you know, my regular routine. Then, you know, next thing I know, they asked me to come back. Then I had to go back again. And I'm like, wait a minute, something's not right. Mm. And so my mom went with me at that time. And that's when they confirmed that I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I remember the doctor saying to me, you know, we're going to have to do surgery, right? But she was very optimistic. And when she said that, honestly, the first thing that came out my mouth was, can I pray for you, especially your hands? Mm. Immediately. Mm. And I began to pray right there, praying for her hands, praying that God will bring back the wisdom, the knowledge, everything that was taught while she was going through medical school, the whole nine yards. After I finished praying, Mary, you know you can attest to this because, you know, our mamas, right? the next thing my mama said to her, she said, can't believe her talking to the doctor. And she said, you know, I am. And I said, that's it. Let's schedule the surgery because I'm in good hands.
Excellent.
And so, yeah. And so from there, you know, while I was going through the treatments, you know, the surgery, the Lord spoke to me and he said, this sickness is not unto death, but unto life. And I'm creating a platform for you, and you will know your purpose through this painful journey. You will have no doubts what I have called you to do. Your purpose is not, your ministry is not to be within the four walls of the church, preaching every Sunday, assisting your dad. I'm calling you outside of the four walls. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, if you say so. And here we are 5 years later, and we are so excited about what God is doing in and through me and the people. And when God said, build it, and they will come. That's Amen. All I had was his word, build it, and they will come. And so that's what we did. You know, my mom and dad supported me in every way that you can think of. And they were right there. My dad said, I'm commissioning you to go out to empower, to inspire, and to offer hope to women by way of, you know, from your what you have just experienced, right? Mm. And I did just that. And I thought, honestly, Brother Marcus, I was one and done. I said, okay, God, I'll do this. I thought I was one and done, but God said, not so. Mm. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, the plans that I have for you,
yes.
Right? And my plan was just to do it one time, but God had another plan. And like I said, 5 years in, and here we are, and I'm so excited because when he said, build it and they will come, and my limited thinking, I was thinking, okay, the attendees, right? Mm-hmm. Not knowing, I don't know. I wasn't thinking, build it and they will come, the sponsors. Build it and they will come. You will have a facility, a church. Wow. For the past 4 years, New Covenant Church of Philadelphia, they were right there, so supportive. They're partners with us. I am so delighted. And yes, I do sing their praises because of just the relationships, and they see the mission and the vision and how can we come alongside to accomplish what God has for us, for the kingdom, for the world, for the people. So I'm excited. Build it and they will come. Well, my goodness, can I tell you that on site at the conference November 9th. We will have the mammogram mobile unit for any woman who that have not to date scheduled their mammogram for free, right?
Come on,
if
somebody.
If it's your first time, you've been scared, you can come because we have doctors, Dr. Witt, Dr. Nicole Davis, Dr. Christy Johnson, and so many medical providers that will be there on site. That's going to, you know, so that women, and this is the message, so that women can get their mammogram screening for free. And did you know, Brother Marcus, did you know, Archbishop, that Pennsylvania is the first state, the leading state? Thank you to the Pennsylvania Breast Cancer Coalition and Governor Shapiro, bipartisan support that women in the state of Pennsylvania can get their mammogram, MRI, genetic testing, the BRCA testing, all for free. We're the first in the nation.
Wow. Let me tell you.
Bipartisan support.
You done messed around and set it off. I love you. You said, if God said it, I believe it. That's all there is to it. No need to debate it. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I always ask Bishop Mary these questions, like, you know, when women are having these big events, can I come? I know it's not.
Glad you asked. I am so glad you asked. Let me tell you. I'm so excited. The second year we host the event, I had this idea, and I believe, of course, God inspired. But he said, Robin, one of the workshops, because we have a lot of workshops for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want you to host a workshop, and you call, the name of the workshop is called The Mail Room.
Oh, if it ain't too late, we'll talk after the show. We will talk after the show. I'll talk to Bishop Mary. We'll figure it all out.
I'll be there.
You're going to be
there? Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh.
Yeah, every year she has had it. I've always had to be out of town, away, or something. And this year, I was asked to do something, and the Lord said, no, this year you're going to go. So I turned down another opportunity to minister.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people always say, oh, gosh, you know, you can't turn down, you know, math. I said, no, Lord. The Lord pressed upon me because I walked through that with my mom.
Mm.
And that whole piece for almost 5 years. And the Lord said, no, this year you need to go. So I cleared my calendar and I told folks, I said, I'm going to be there. I want to get the whole, oops, there it is. And then I want to speak from a personal position because, you know, with my history of my mom and all her sisters having breast cancer, but she was the first to be succumbed. Well, I just want to say she took victory and glory.
Amen.
She didn't succumb.
Well,
she
I
was
feel
ready
like we
to
in church.
Go.
Y'all
you
playing.
Know, so because of that, and I'm running into so many friends who are facing the same thing, and some of them, they can't get around it. They got to work. They got stuff. But I'm going to come back with some information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to encourage them and empower them and certainly let them know that this is just for you.
Yeah.
You need to put it on your calendar now for next year so in case something come up, you can't miss it.
That's right.
That's exactly right. What I did last year. I put it on my calendar for this
a year in advance. See,
and
that's why I don't mess with Bishop Mary.
The devil was messing with me for the last 2 months. Oh, you got to come. Oh, we got you on the platform. No, I am going to the She Shines Conference.
She shines and he's going to follow.
And now that you talk about being there, bring your males.
Yes. And I'm telling you, and let me just pause right here because our three core pillars for the She Shines Conference is health, wellness, and safety, right? Civic engagement and spiritual enrichment. Those are our three core pillars, and they all interconnect. There's a connection between all of them, right? Because we talk about healthcare and our health and wellness. Well, that's directly, you can see the, well, not see, but the relationship with and how that, what is the word? Anyway, it connects with, that's it, our legislation.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. You didn't hear me.
Oh, we heard
you. Healthcare policies.
Mm.
Right? What's at stake right now
regarding
healthcare and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and yeah. Then we know what the word of God says about being healthy, eating right, oops, you know, exercising, oops. Mm. And I'm saying oops because I'm talking to me now. I got to do better in those areas, right? And how God wants us to be in good health, right? Even as our soul prosper, but in order to do the work that God has assigned us to do, right? He has to have an able, willing, and a healthy body.
Absolutely.
In order for us to execute what he has called us to do.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so it's so important that those are three pillars right there. So I bring in the subject matter experts and have them come and just share to impart, because what I found in my professional journey, in my life, a lot of people, many are disconnected for many reasons,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They don't have the resources or the know the folks, you know. And I just happen to be, I call it whatever you want to call it, liaison, a connector. But all my life, I've always been in spaces and places where I work with and engage with so many people from across the spectrum. And so I'm like, wait a minute, I have constituents here, you know, our average everyday citizens here. And then, you know, I'm in meetings or planning events or, you know, being a part of, you know, conferences with subject matter experts, and just how the Lord just said, let's bring them all together. And you know what I love about our She Shines conference? I really do. Because those who I ask to come to present, to speak, the majority, 99% of them, they just don't come and leave. They actually stay throughout the day and engage with the attendees and sit in on the other workshops that's presented by others, right? And I love that. It's such a sweet fellowship and a connection and engagement. And I'm like, wow, God, you know, you're right. Build it and they will come.
And it's not just for
the warm and fuzzy.
Right. It's not just for the warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. It's not for the warm and fuzzy. Yes. It's really for anyone and everyone, and it's relational to anybody who comes.
Real quick,
can you just give us a highlight of who your keynote speakers are? Because we are running real close out of time.
Oh.
I know you got to tell
us
who
it is. I'm so sorry, because I get excited. this year, opening up our session is the one and only Dr. Sarita Lyons. Oh, my gosh. She just released her book, The Church Girl.
I got a copy.
And what's interesting is she was one of our first speakers and participants at our very first She Shines conference.
That's right.
And then closing us out. So we have an opening, and then we have all the workshops. And then closing us out is Dr. Cora B. Jakes from the Potter's House, Dallas, Texas. She is coming to Philadelphia for the first time.
All right.
We can't wait. We can't wait. My producer's going to get me real quick. Now, if somebody wants information, they can do SheShinesConference.com.
Absolutely. Go to SheShinesConference.com. We had to open back up registration because people were asking, like, oh, so, you know, I delayed, I forgot. But we have to close it on the 30th. So today's the 28th. But I do want to emphasize this. If you need or you want to get your mammogram screening, you do not have to register for the conference.
The screening is free
to everyone, anyone.
We're going to spread the word. Well, thank you so much.
We're going to spread the word. And with my 15 seconds remaining, I want y'all to get on She Shines Conference. SheShinesConference.com. SheShinesConference.com.
Three times.
It means it's a regular. It's known. And we are looking forward to see you. And if you see me, then holler and say, I heard it, girl, and I'm here because of it. Love you, my sister.
God bless you. Love you so much.
So, as you know, I always end my show the same way.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be good.
Mm.
Be careful.
And if you can't be careful, baby, don't do it. It may not be worth it. Hallelujah. Stay well. Be safe. God bless you. Until next week for another fabulous show right here on the Bishop Mary Show.
Thanks for tuning in to another dynamic show with Bishop Mary. To contact Bishop Mary, call 833-722-4748. That's 833-722-4748. And she'll get right back to you. Remember, let the healing begin with you. See you next week for another great time together on the Bishop Mary Show.